Morning. You know, I'd heard once about a blues singer who sold his soul to the devil. I'm sure that many of you have heard this legend. He said that he was at a crossroads, I believe it was in Mississippi, and he sold his soul to the devil in order to be able to play his guitar and to sing the blues. And it worked. He became famous. But he died in his 20s, and they say that he died in a hospital, a terrible death, on all fours, howling like a dog. Now, is this true or isn't it true? I don't know. But the question comes up, says, how much is our soul worth? How much would you take to sell your soul? Is there a price that you can put on your soul? How about if you could have all of the wealth in the world, you could be the most famous person in the world, you could have anything and everything you want. If I could offer these things to you, would you sell your soul to me? Fame and fortune? Youth? Health? Everything? Would you sell your soul? Is there a price that you would put on your soul? Would you sell your children's soul or your grandchildren's souls? How much would you take for that? How often do we do the wrong things, or we prioritize our life in the wrong order? How often is making wealth a priority in our lives over our spiritual growth and our spiritual development and our responsibility to continuing Christ's ministry? Now, I'm not speaking only of the church. I'm talking about where Christ says that we have to be compassionate and loving and giving. He says, how often are we more greedy and selfish? Isn't that selling our souls? Isn't that gambling with our souls? If we wouldn't sell our souls, then why do we gamble with our souls? Would you go out to Las Vegas and put your soul on a blackjack table? In hopes of gaining something more? Would you do it? How about if the odds were 1,000 to 1 that you would win? Would you put your soul on the table? And yet, we prioritize things. We put higher priority sometimes on the worldly things. We put a higher priority on having the stuff of the world. We put a higher priority on doing the things and doing all sorts of things that takes our time and our energies and our focus away from Christ. So really, we are selling our souls to the world. We would never put a price on it, but in essence, we are. And Satan is waiting to buy them. How about our children? We say we would not never sell our children's soul. And yet, Aren't we selling their souls when we take them on Sundays to baseball and to soccer and to wherever else, swimming classes, and to whatever else they're doing on Sundays? Aren't we gambling with their souls when we don't bring them to church to get that foundation in their lives, to understand what it is to be a Christian? We are giving our children away to strangers to teach them how to kick a ball or how to hit a ball. My friends, our Lord has given us 7 days in the week. And one day, we have to at least that day dedicate the whole day to Him. The rest of the week, we don't forget Him, but we have to do that. And we have to teach our children to do that. And we have to teach our grandchildren to do that. Or else we're gambling. If we say to our children, who tell us on Sunday morning, I don't want to go to church, or I have practice today, and if we tell them, okay, what difference does it make? You're gambling. Because what is the message that they're taking? If you don't go, and if you don't come, and if you don't do the things that our Lord has commanded us to do, they see that. And that tells them that it's not important. It's gambling with our souls. You know, the only time we seriously think of this is on our deathbed. If we are blessed with a little bit of time, knowing that we are dying in our deathbed, we can think and we can contemplate and we can pray and we can make amends. But what if we're taken up in the blink of an eye? In an accident? In something, whatever, and we die instantly, and we don't have time to ask for forgiveness, and we don't have time to contemplate, and we don't have time. We're gambling with our souls. We already said that our souls are more valuable than all the wealth in the world. Then why do we gamble? We have to make a commitment. As Christians, as Orthodox Christians, we have to make a commitment. It's not just saying, yes, now I have a place to go to church and have a place to go for coffee hour and have a place to talk. See, that's not what we're doing. When we make a commitment to the faith, we are making a commitment to our Lord's ministry. We are making a commitment to our Lord's ministry to bring ourselves to salvation, but to bring others to salvation as well. Our Lord, in our Lord's Prayer, says, to forgive us as we forgive others. It means that we have a responsibility. In order to receive forgiveness, we also have to forgive. But what if it said, you will be saved according to your efforts to save others? If you don't make the effort to give others and bring others to salvation, you won't be saved. What do you think about that? Now, he never said that. Our Lord never said that. Thank God. But that's our responsibility As a church, as a community, that is our responsibility. And all of the ministries that we have are all focused on that, on the ministry of salvation. We are not an exclusive club. We don't get together to pat each other on the back and tell each other how good we're doing. We're here to work. We're here not to work for our salvation. There's no way that we can do enough good works to be saved. Salvation only comes through grace. But we work not to be saved, but we work because we are saved. This is the witness of our salvation. My friends, it is salvation of our souls and salvation of others. This is why our Lord came into the world. This is why he left his body, the church, to be in the world forever or until he returns again. It's the ministry of salvation. And if we're not doing this, we're gambling with our souls. Let's not put our souls on the blackjack table.